Welcome to Scaredy Cast, everybody.
You guys, Tony's gone under a transformation.
What? What happened?
I think he just got a haircut.
I'm going to say it's the lipstick.
Okay. Yeah. You're looking beautiful today, Tony.
Thank you.
No, actually, who do we have joining us today, Brian? Psych,
we got Gabrielle Guzman from Frumious Reads. You guys have probably either heard her on our Scaredy Con podcast, also just mentioning in passing, because you come to a lot of cool stuff with us, and we go to like events together,
cool
and
stuff,
so. and you're like, we're always hanging out. So if you guys haven't heard of Gabrielle, also known as Frumious Reads on Instagram and probably other things, but I'll have her tell you all that. So yeah, tell us like everything that you do.
Everything that I do.
Yep.
Well, that's
like tell us everything.
Yeah.
Tell us all about
just
it.
Put what's in my Hinge profile and just say it out loud.
Wait, what's in your Hinge profile? Okay. I need to know.
I'm mean in my Hinge profile, actually.
You're like, don't come over here if you're not, if I, if
literally
you're not
it's like the first
me.
One's like, no, I don't want kids. No, I don't want to hear about your startup. And no, I'm not going to sleep with you on the first date.
That's dang. Not mean. So. That's just being like, yo. But you know what? It's like so crazy is I bet 95% of the men that like try to match you or whoever, like is just not, like probably don't even read it.
They're
just
absolutely
like, oh,
not.
I'm just looking for something casual.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm married. Yeah. I have kids, but my
how
wife doesn't know
do you
I'm
want?
Here.
Literally first sentence, none.
Gosh.
Easy answer.
So. Craziness.
Yeah.
When I had a Hinge, I just put, I like turtles.
Good one.
Oh my God. If you get it, you get it. If you don't, and then it just, it's too much work.
It's
too
exhausting.
It gives me anxiety.
You have the same five conversations every time. I'm over it. So.
And like, I just like, I can't like open this, like all these people and I'm like, and I don't like it.
Yeah.
It makes me feel weird.
Yeah. It's really weird. So I agree.
But not making me feel weird, except for in a good way, is having you here. We're so excited.
Yeah.
So for anyone who actually likes serious like things that are well-researched about stuff. Like not what you come to Scaredy Cast for. Your podcast is absolutely amazing.
Thank you.
You're incredible.
I'm like here and you guys have like an actual studio and it's like there's lights and there's cameras and there's like a background. I'm like, wow, this is so much fancier than my little closet I read with my little Yeti microphone. But you know,
what's your podcast about?
So it's called A Murderous Affair, like Duchess, but murder-esque, because it's only women, right? Because I'm sick of hearing about Ted Bundy.
Yeah.
If I have to hear about
and
Ted
how
Bundy.
Hot he was.
God, I hate him so much.
Let's represent the girl killers.
Listen, I have a shirt, actually. It says, Feminism, Women Could Be Murderers, Too. And it's like my favorite shirt that I have. So it's all women who are either murderers, rebels, you know, people who were labeled as like wild and got like a bad rap in history, and we never know about them. So I decided, I was like, I want to talk about them.
Just
and
general badasses.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you have a favorite or like a couple favorites?
Oh, yes, I do. Catalina de Arasa was one. She was a nun who passed herself off as a man, murdered like, well, she was a soldier too. So half that I feel like doesn't count as murder, but she also got in a ton of bar fights.
Oh,
ended
hell
up
yeah.
getting caught because she had like at that point like 40 kills.
Damn.
And got caught, got brought in front of the Pope at the time in the 1800s.
This is in Italy?
This is in, so she was from, like a bunch of different places in South America. Like she started in Chile and then I think Colombia or.
And they sent her all the way to the Pope.
Yeah. Spain. Yeah.
Yep. When you're that bad.
Yep. And because, you know, it was very Catholic.
They're like, ma'am, unless you're molesting little boys, like, this is all right.
So, but she got pardoned from murder because she was a virgin. Technically. And so therefore she was.
How do they know?
Isn't religion fun?
It's so fun. It's great. So that's my favorite story.
Wait.
Mm-hmm.
So she killed all these people and they're like, yo, this is too many people. We're going to put you by the Pope himself. And she's like, no, but I'm a virgin.
I haven't had sex.
No. They literally were like, oh, you're just like, you're a wild woman. And you're like, but she had all these like women, female lovers. And like they had sex, but because she'd never had sex with a man, she was therefore
still pure.
Like still pure and could be sent to a convent to atone for her sins.
Wait, she told them that she had sex with women?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Other women
are like, that's hot.
They're like, all right,
I like
that doesn't
like,
count.
That's coming back with us in the spank bank.
Oh, no, he's like, five Hail Marys and let me watch next time. Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So. It's wow, yeah. So history is just really like a long, drawn out soap opera that not a lot of people.
And she got away with it.
She got away with it. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, assuming that the people that she killed were deserving.
Yeah. Like, some of it was like for work because she was like a soldier in war. And then so it was like, well, these guys were starting bar fights with her because they thought that she passed herself off as a man, but they were like, well, you look really feminine, so let's fight. And then she would kill them. And, you know.
Damn.
Yeah.
So because she would just go out, get rowdy. Yeah. So that's why she ended up being like serial killer.
Mm-hmm.
Because these guys wouldn't leave her alone. You hear
exactly.
that?
Exactly.
You
know what? Comes back.
A lot of people are lucky it's not the Wild Wild West days. Even though it probably wouldn't really happen in that because we'd probably get messed up with that too. But
yeah.
Yo.
Mm-hmm.
She's my new hero. I can see why that's your favorite.
Oh, she's, yeah, absolutely my favorite.
Dang.
So she's real cool. Yeah, but you find all these women who are like, yeah, I would have never heard of them if I hadn't, like, gone looking to find them, so.
I was going to say, how do you find, because you're right, we hear a lot about serial killers or, I mean, just crimes in general that are done by men.
Mm-hmm.
And I think because, you know, it's just so notorious, they become really famous. You know, you mentioned Ted Bundy. How are you able to find these women?
Yeah, so it's a lot of digging. And I have like three websites I use. I use this website called like Rejected Princesses, and they're amazing. And they're fantastic. Like the author behind it is fantastic. It's literally, the tagline is people who should be Disney princesses but aren't. And so I go to them a lot. And then there's this website called Murderpedia, which is basically Wikipedia, but for murders.
What?
And so you could actually, that one's good. You could sort by like gender there and find it. But what I found the most annoying is there's either no details at all or the same articles are printed about like the same person by different sources. So like if you actually want to know anything, you have to go in and look up like birth records. You have to see what's available in like the public domain with like history of like newspapers and stuff, like what was printed around that time period.
You and do then, all this?
Yeah.
Damn. Ma'am.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I'm like a real, this is probably also, like I'm a real history nerd. Like I love reading about history. Well, I love books and everything too. So just reading about it and,
incredible.
Yeah, it's real fun though. I think it's fun.
So. I mean, we were literally in awe. So you mentioned, you know, Scaredy Con.
Yes, how we all met.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was so amazing having you there. And what we were just in awe about is that you were just there for an hour. Just being able, you had so much research and you were able to say so much literally by yourself for an hour. That is no joke.
Yeah.
So the amount of research that goes into it's like, how long would you say, or how much time does it just depend on how much information is readily available?
Yeah, it depends on the information available. It depends on how reliable that information is because you can read something that's like published multiple places and then find out like, oh, that's all based on a rumor. That's like, not actually
propaganda.
True. Yeah. So how reliable is it? How many of these stories are like actually people taking their own interpretation versus people actually speaking like just facts about what happened? So I'd say if it's like just an average person, it'll take me like maybe 3 or 4 days of research and then typing up everything because I have to remember it all, right? And then making sure I'm citing everything. So, and then like recording's like an hour or so, and then editing. It's just me. So it's like the consistency is I'm working on it, but that's the downside, I think, of,
you
know,
but
that's
a lot
of time to dedicate to this. Yeah. So, and that's just one thing you do. I know you do like that's your podcast, but like what else do you do?
So I do a lot. I have like a little bit of everything. I do book reviews a lot because I love reading. Like reading's one of my favorite things to do. So I do a lot of book reviews online.
All kinds of books or different?
All kinds of books.
Oh, okay. So different
like,
genre.
Yeah. And then I do a lot of like live stream book resale, which is really fun, but everybody who watches is always asking me for like, oh, do you have Colleen Hoover? Do you have whatever the newest
like
spicy books are? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's the Kingdom of Thorns or something?
Court of Thorns and Roses.
That one,
yes.
I heard all about that.
I saw this stuff on TikTok. I was like, what the hell's going on? There's a bunch of horny people up in these comments. What's going on?
BookTok is nuts.
I'm in BookTok. Yeah. Listen, any kind of British guy who goes on BookTok, immediately like everybody swarms to him because that's just like, I don't know, the male archetype in most of the books that people read on TikTok. And but like right now there's this huge like just smut spicy romance book craze, and so of course like the people who when I go live on the show they always get asked about it. They're like, well, have you read it? What do you think of it? So now I'm like forcing myself through these various books, and some of aren't bad And some of them, I'm just like reading scenes. I'm like, that just doesn't sound like it would feel like good.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, oh, you're like,
this
okay.
wasn't written by someone who actually knows what women like. I don't think.
So, like, Colleen Hoover is not a woman.
Y'all need to step up your smut game.
Yeah.
All right.
Basically.
You heard it here first.
Yeah, really, though.
Because we are the leading voice in literature.
Know. Yeah. Brian's working on his own
smut. With your
smut.
Bigfoot erotica. Yeah.
I am. It's, well, I'm thinking June. We got, we're narrowing down some dates.
See, and mine's coming out in May, so. Oh, not erotica. God. Did not write erotica.
Wait, she said mine's coming out. I think it's Bigfoot porn.
You know?
She, yeah, she's trying to beat you.
Actually,
from,
yeah,
beat she's
you
like,
to the punch.
Racing you
if
to
you're, if you're throwing your, whatever they call it, like your hat in the whatever.
Hat in the ring.
There you go. Yeah. That's the one. See, I'm already doomed. If she's like, yeah, okay, fine, I'll make Bigfoot erotica too. Well, then I'm out. I'm not even gonna try. No, I'm not gonna.
You
compete.
Guys should just join forces.
Oh, make hey. It, let's
so you
make
do
a series.
One book, and then like just gather like you know just a bunch of like Bigfoot erotica lovers.
Okay.
And then
there's a genre there for sure.
Oh, I'm sure. Yes, yeah. absolutely. And then once it's like okay, they both gain, and then imagine you have both. Fandoms.
Dude.
It'd be this.
It'll be like the biggest collaboration in the history of.
It'd be the biggest, footest, smuttiest.
The biggest and the footiest and the smuttiest. I'm down.
You also heard it here first. Perfect. So you're writing Bigfoot erotica.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what are you writing?
So I actually just recently finished writing this book. It's like a collection of short stories and poetry, pulling a lot from various like fables from around the world. Again, a lot of women because there's a lot of fables about women, but the popular ones are a lot of like, oh, like then they fell in love and it was happy, or you know, it was then she slept with him and was punished, and so it's like it's not a lot of like in-depth type stuff. So a lot of like poetry and then like short stories and kind of retellings based on various myths and fables throughout the world. Mm-hmm. And there's some stuff about like, you know, love, of course. And then there's like death and kind of like the universe as a whole, and without it sounding super pretentious. If that doesn't sound super pretentious. Yeah.
That's so cool. Okay. Yeah. So you're saying June, is that like a release date or is that when you're
May.
Gonna,
May.
Oh,
May.
Sorry.
Mine's June.
His is June.
I know. So, she's just so excited.
So is it, it's so finished. Excited.
It's finished. So
and it's going to be printed.
It's going to be published and out.
What?
Holy
yes.
crap.
So it's going to be.
That's incredible.
Oh my God. I could say the title, I guess, because it's like a completed thing. It's called Blood in Your Eyes and Other Small Tragedies. And it's going to be on like Kindle, Amazon, Barnes and Noble. You could, I think, available for pre-order on Barnes and Noble on like March 30th.
That is so fucking cool.
You're like a celebrity. Yeah. You're a published author.
You're going to be like number one New York Times bestseller.
That would be like the coolest thing in the world
if that happened.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
We'd be like, we have like.
You know what happened though? We'd never see her again.
Oh, come on.
She's like, no. I know her enough.
I'm on my book tour.
They're like, you know what? Give us like three more. Here's a $5 to $10 million check plus whatever sales you make. And then she'd be like, all right, because you want to travel the world. And that is something that I know.
Absolutely. I do. I'm trying to hit a country every year. And I missed a couple years because, you know, COVID sucks. But I've hit like 22.
Is this with or without cruises?
Without cruises. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That's more than a country a year.
Yeah, there's a couple where I did like I think like 5 countries in like a 2-week period, and that was just it was chaotic, but it was super fun.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah,
girl, you're gonna be like a sugar mama, just traveling the world.
That's the dream.
Signing books.
Yeah,
and signing some other things, I'm sure.
Well, you better.
Well, if we work with the Bigfoot erotica, then absolutely.
Signing a bunch of feet.
Oh my God!
I'll sell like 3 books. One of them is gonna be my parents, just out of.
Just one. They're not going to do like each of them.
No, they'll buy one together, you know, and then the other
would
two.
Would you want your parents to buy them?
No, they'll just do it to support me.
And then it's just going in the cupboard.
My mom, well, even with like Scaredy Cast, like my mom, like some of the things we talk about, like, and she loves us. She adores everybody in Scaredy Cast, and she's so happy. But she's like, you know, it's just not for me. I'm like, all right, mom.
God. Meanwhile, my mom is like. Neck deep in all the smut books. She's the one sending me all the recommendations. And I'm like, I should have never let you read 50 Shades. It just like went downhill from there.
Oh man. So you want to hear one of the most It's like it's something that's burned in my brain.
Already, yes. Whatever it is, I'm already on board.
So every summer, I grew up with my grandma, and then so we would go to visit my great grandparents back in Nebraska City, Nebraska, the home of Arbor Day, in case anyone didn't know that. And so, you know, it's like the typical like great grandparent house. Like, you know, it's like kind of creepy, like old stuff everywhere, whatever. And we'd always have to go to bed really early. And I would just be like laying in there and like she had all these books in there. And I was like looking around and I just like randomly picked one and it ended up being like, like a smut book like at my great grandma's house. Yes. And I was like, I started reading it and I was like, I'm 14 or whatever. I'm like, what is this? And I was like, wait. And then my cousin was out of the room and I was like, Shelby, like, come here, come here. I'm like, look at this. What is that? And she's like, where'd you find this? And I was like, great grandma is reading this. She's like, oh my gosh.
Like my, so my mom will pop into my live shows and I'll be like, oh, it's this book. And this guy's having like sex with the doorknob. And it's like, that's a real thing. Yeah. That's a book that exists.
Like in the keyhole.
Does he put his butt in the doorknob?
Which way facing?
Is he giving or receiving with the door?
Yeah, listen, like a glory thing?
Was the door the catch?
Really? You're asking the in-depth questions here.
Also, what was the title, Asking for a Friend?
God, I don't even remember. It was just like a book that came up. She's like, well, what's the book's title? What is this? Where
she's
do you
like,
find it?
I'm like, why? Keyhole, you say?
She's like, doorknob.
She's going to kill me is what's
going to
happen.
You're like... Every time before you go into your house, you're like, mom, can I touch, can I open the door?
Oh, did you sanitize?
Did you sanitize?
Hey, Tony, what's a good name for a porn with a doorknob?
Here, Tony, come in so you can ask your questions.
Knob?
Knob. Slob on my knob. Like corn on the cob.
Something about knob just being so, I knew he'd just have knob. A name.
He's good with that. Yeah.
Tony, you want to come ask some questions? You want to come in here?
You want to come lay on the table like those people that we eat sushi off of?
All right.
We still have 20 minutes. You have stuff to talk about.
I got a lot to talk about.
Oh, okay. So now we all rock, paper, scissors. Who's Tony replacing?
Come in here.
Deborah.
I'm sorry.
You can have my seat.
You can have your seat back.
Wait, before you go. Gabrielle, how can people find you?
Yeah.
Where, you know, when Tony's going to be, you're going to be Donald Trump when like Hillary was talking in the 2020 elections.
I'm going to let you finish. But.
Oh no. All right, Kanye.
So if anyone wants to follow you, if anyone's interested in your future projects, when your book comes out, like where's everything that they
and
need
if
to
they
get?
Love-
can they pre-order?
I don't know.
They can. Yes. Ooh. Starting March 30th, you can pre-order on Kindle and, oh my God, what's the other word I'm looking at? Barnes & Noble.
There you go. And there's a lot of people that listen to us that might want more crime. Mm-hmm. So definitely check her podcast out because true crime is way bigger than like horror stuff. And she does her homework.
So. Absolutely. Like honestly, imagine, so when you make your millions from your book,
course.
Then you're going to be able to do whatever you want. You're going to be able to travel the world and also have like researchers to be able to like help you with all
that. Oh my God.
Isn't that the dream? That's absolutely the dream. Yeah.
Absolutely.
You can fund my Bigfoot research.
There you go.
Okay. You know what?
We're collabing. We're business partners. You said.
Oh, you need to get on your own 2 feet first.
Like clout chasing over here.
That's fine. Thank you so much for joining us as always. Gabrielle's also joining us to watch Late Night with the Devil.
Late Night with the Devil.
Tonight.
We're going to watch it.
I'm not a horror movie person, so it's going to be a real fun experience,
guys.
I can't wait. Yeah. It's going to be so good. Tony was creeped out about the trailer, so I'm real excited. I'm going to be the only one. I'm just going to go, the whole movie. Every time something scary happens.
I don't want to sit by you then.
I'm going to go,
we'll see.
Oh, no. I'm going to be the one to make memes off of. For sure.
Thank you so much.
Of course. Always thanks for having me on. And you can find me at Frumious Reads on basically all social media.
Frumious Reads. Spell it out in case people don't know how to spell
it. But can you do it like a jingle? Like F-R-U-M-I-O. U.S. Reads, that's Frumious Reads.
I don't know how I can beat that. Yeah. That was exactly it. Yes.
Well, sorry. I didn't mean to,
deflate it.
Gabrielle,
thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Tony. All right, Tony's chomping at the bit over here.
Can you let Tony back inside the house?
Yes.
Can you let him back in?
I just, first of all, have to show you guys this picture. Tony sent this to me. Just look at this lady. Just look at her face.
Tell me, Florida woman.
Just look.
Gee whiz.
Not Florida.
That's not real. Come on.
Iowa.
You got family
you
there.
Yeah, you got some familia.
I got my in-laws in Iowa.
My kin is in Iowa.
Okay, when you actually were just talking about this today. You know, when people don't answer your text messages sometimes.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Or maybe it's like a long time.
It's like when you got a podcast with like two other people and you have a bunch of ideas and stuff, but you don't want to move forward with these ideas until you get their approval because it's an equal partnership going on.
What's the rest of the story?
But then two days go by and you're like, I really like to move forward these ideas, but they haven't asked me yet because they're just jerking off somewhere.
I gotta say,
Brian.
Yeah.
Why is it Brian. Me?
Because you're the one that doesn't answer a lot more than
she
me.
She can jerk off too.
Just real quick.
But I can multitask.
We said.
You guys don't want me to work and masturbate this
past Saturday. I was like,
I'm doing it right now.
Let's go see Late Night with the Devil after we record on Thursday. And we're all like, yeah, cool. I show them all the trailer. I've been texting like, dude, what if we all like, we made it a meet and greet. We like sent out like, hey, anybody else come to see it? Come meet us. We'll all go see it together and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then like 2 days later.
I didn't answer that part, but I answered that I wanted to see the movie.
Two days later, Brian texts back, movie?
Even today in the car, he's like, what movie are we going to go see? Where is this at? And
who was first to pay the ticket price? Who was first to send you the money?
Brian was.
Because I'm right there.
Johnny on the spot.
And then when you said, remember the movie we took? I was like, oh, yeah, I remember last week. But just saying like, I don't know, I just need a little refresher. That's all, man. Whatever.
He's a little refresher. He's just a little refresher.
And as soon as you were like, it's the late night.
He's like an old car.
I'm like an old man that you just wake up because I fall asleep in the couch.
Actually, that did happen too, that we had to wake you up because we were waiting outside your house for like 10 minutes.
Was it 10?
You guys should have called in like a minute and a half.
If I'm not down there or responded in a minute and a half, call me.
I'm just going to start calling you every time.
That's a good idea.
We should call him like when we're like 5 minutes
away. That's a really good idea.
I'm going to call you.
1.5.
That's less than two because
we're responsible.
We love the earth. All right. So what is not responsible is this lady who clearly looks cracked out.
Oh.
I will just say. She was wandering around. She thought she was at a friend's house. She goes and knocks on the door a few times.
Who is it?
A little ASMR.
But she doesn't get an answer. So she sits down. Sits on the porch a little bit. She's like, you know, collecting some stuff out of the street, collecting some stuff, whatever. She goes and knocks again. Doesn't get an answer again.
Mm. What the hell?
What do you think she proceeds to do?
Messes with still more stuff in the street.
Collects more items.
Yeah, what's she doing?
Screams at the Ring camera.
Well, the Ring camera did capture footage of her lighting these items on fire on the porch of what she thought was her friend's house because they don't answer. According to her, she was not trying to like hurt anybody. She wasn't going to let the fire get out of control. But because there was a sign that said witch is welcome and she identifies as a witch, she's like, well, I thought that like, you know, this was just like the right thing to do.
Arson?
Seems like the kind of lady you'd meet at a bar one night and you get in the truck with her and drive off.
And like she is like grossly obsessed with Stevie Nicks.
Yeah. Is that what happened?
That's not the same lady.
Oh, dang. All right.
I think that was a little bit more close to home. No, but basically she was just wandering around. She was high in something because she ended up getting charged with reckless use of fire / destructive devices and possession of drug paraphernalia.
It's just a prank, bro. I thought this was my friend's house. I was just trying to burn it down, LOL, JK.
She probably thought she was collecting poop and was trying to do one of them knock-knock poop things, you know?
And she lit it up. Would you ever do that to your friend? Because I wouldn't.
Yeah, like that's the biggest thing of like her thinking that this was a friend's house and that's why she's knocking. Grabbing all the shit. Like, okay, some of the stuff that she lit on fire, some of it was like clothes, which maybe some of her clothes.
Does it say what part of Iowa?
Let me see.
Like, just like.
Is that going to
throw some TNT on their roof? Throw an egg at their door. Something harmless.
Burlington, Iowa.
You ever heard of that?
No, maybe they got a coat factory there, though.
Oh, I get it.
She had a car's taillight, tin foil, bark, a yellow lawn flag.
She cut open a fucking shark.
She brought a tiger shark with her that was just eating everything.
License plate.
I just picture a scene in Jaws where she's like pulling out like a license plate and like other shoes.
It's like a beached whale and they have like 10,000 plastic bags.
I'm not gonna let goddamn Kittner boy spilling out all over the dock.
Okay, say this was your friend that was here, even if they're like, hi, whatever, okay. And they light your stuff on fire in front of your house. Are you still being friends with them?
If they look like that, Because she gives crackheads.
How many other friends do I got?
We would never light your porch on fire, Tony.
I meant, like, is she my only friend?
She's your best friend.
Well, she's going away for a little while. You'll
see. She's going in the cleaner.
Is my house okay? Yeah.
I don't think it, like, it got out of control. No,
so it probably just caused, like, a little char spot where
I just can't imagine the things that she had, like, all together, like, really being that.
How did you just have, like, a piece of a car light and, like, clothes and, like, what is going on? And what does
what
that have to do with
what street do they live on where all these items are in that road?
Also, I mean, they're in Burlington, Iowa. Being a witch, why did that seem like the right move? Like, oh, this is a blessing? Am I blessing your house?
She's high on meth or something, so can't even imagine that there's a lot of thought really going there besides, like, I'm going to light this on fire. So that's our creep of the week.
All right, Brian, do you have a story?
No, I have three stories, but only if we have time.
Do you want to pick your best short one?
Nope.
Okay.
But I can tell you about a movie I saw.
Let's go to movie news.
Oh, boy.
Nope.
Let's review some movies.
So, unfortunately, it's a movie that we already talked about.
Oh.
But I want to talk more about it.
Okay.
Summer of 84.
Yeah, because this was our homework that we were assigned.
This was not recommended. This was, like, forced upon us. Like, you guys need to watch this movie. And we're like, fine. So we watched it.
Because you were like, I want more horror movies where bad things happen to children. And I was like, boy, I got one for you.
And not like the standard, like Chucky, like, oh, the little kid gets tormented by the kid. No. Or like, oh, the poltergeist, the girl, you know, the little kid. No. I'm saying, like.
So just heads up. We are going to spoil Summer of 84 because we're going to talk about the ending.
It's not new.
No, but there's also not.
It's not new, but yeah, it's not like well known enough.
So we've, over the last few episodes, we've given you guys examples of movies where bad things happen to kids. Like one, a pit bull viciously attacks this little girl and it is like out of nowhere and it's brutal and it's like, what the hell?
When evil lurks.
Yeah, that's I was blown away.
But that
away.
Whole movie though is like very graphic and horrific.
And the other one was also a Spanish movie, like almost exactly in the same vein as When Evil Lurks. Mm-hmm. I can't think of the movie title right now. I am blanking on it. We just talked about this like 2 weeks ago. And it's another one where something happens to the kid and you're like, that's crazy. Like, because that there's no way, you know, you always think like, kid will be fine. There's no way. Mm-hmm. And so anyways, with this movie, it's not like in your face graphic, like, you know, here's a kid all like cut up or something. It's like, no. It's something so much worse. Like the ending of this movie.
It goes from 0 to 100 real quick.
It's like if the kids from Stranger Things encountered like Ted Bundy.
Exactly like that.
It's not some monster thing. It's like, oh no, this is a real serial killer and you are children.
It seems like, oh, there's these kids in a playhouse or a treehouse and it's like, oh, this is just like the crazy mean man on the end of the street and it turns into an insane story and you're like, oh boy.
So these kids like, they see this kid in this guy's house, and then a couple of days later, this kid is missing, and they're like, well, it has to be that guy because I saw him in that house. And then,
but only one kid saw him.
Yeah, so like these kids are trying to solve the mystery of like where this kid went and while at the same time trying to prove that it's this guy that did it, but the guy's a, you know, like a police officer in the town.
Yeah, so that's like, what makes it
and
worse.
He's like a hero.
He's a cop, yeah.
And to the kid that supposedly saw the missing kid in this house – is really deep into like conspiracies and like, you know, it's like the guy that has like, you know, the Charlie Kelly things all like taped up on his wall. Yeah. Like, you know, all about like alien conspiracies and
he's
things like that.
He's got all the newspaper clippings of like Bigfoot and alien sightings and stuff. Overall, I thought it was so good. The ending really was it was just enough silly and playful, but also kind of like, ooh, this is kind of fun.
Yeah.
And then the end, it's like your smile. You're just like, oh, it goes away. You're like,
yeah, because it's like, oh, they're going to save the day. They're the kids. It's the Goonies. But then it's like, oh no.
Okay, yes. Okay, we're definitely gonna do a lot of spoilers. So the whole time you're watching this movie, I'm really used to in movies when they lean really heavily into like, oh, this person is definitely like the killer or whatever. Like, then it's like there's some kind of twist.
Sure.
Like, you know what I mean? Like Thanksgiving is a great example with that. But that usually is like the trope of this. But with this one, it's like, No, like it ends up being the person that they're alluding to the whole time. And in like the last 15 minutes of the movie, like it literally goes from like, okay, you're just hearing about these missing kids. You're not really seeing anything. They finally break into his house, get into like this padded room, like this padlocked room. They're like, see, it's like, oh, this looks like his old room. Like this is just a normal room. They hear a noise in another room that's in that locked room.
Here come the spoilers. Get ready.
There's a lot of spoilers. I already spoiled some stuff.
Yeah, it's too late, y'all.
It's too late. Well, I said that's going to be a lot of spoilers.
Yeah.
You said there's going to be a lot of spoilers. If you're still listening and you are surprised or spoilers, that's your fault. You need to get some listening skills.
Oh,
dang. But we still love you. Thank you for listening.
Sure. I spoil a movie one time and I get raked over the coals. She spoils it. She goes, get all right. And we're supposed to just listen.
I think you
listen.
Also spoiled a movie that had been out for like a day. Or like wasn't out yet.
You snooze, you lose.
Snooze, you lose, bro.
You snoozed, you lose.
They go into this room and there's all these photos of the missing kid. And they're like, is that enough proof? But then they open up. They open up the
shower curtain. There's something in the tub.
What's in the tub, Brian?
Spaghetti sauce.
It is the child that's missing basically turning into spaghetti sauce because he has, what is it, NaOH or something is what they say?
Sodium dioxide or sodium
dihydroxide.
I forgot.
Something.
Anyways, NaOH. He's dissolving bodies. It's super like gross, but you don't really see like a lot of kids get messed up or anything. So don't worry about that. It's not like that graphic, but it's more psychological. And at the end, you just kind of sit there and go, oh my God, this could be happening in real life. Like it does all the time.
Yeah, because there's a kid in there that was also missing and like on the brink of dying. They save him. But then,
yeah, they save him, and then the police are like, "Oh, this is our guy." So they're like after him.
They're like, "Get him!" Yeah.
And you think like, "Oh, okay, the police know it's him. They're gonna go find him. The kids are cool. Everything's fine." And then that night, our main character kid he's like, "Oh, I did it. I saved the day." And then the killer is like on the loose. They don't know where he's at. They think he's on the run. They're like, "He's on the run. He's this way." He's not on the run. He's hiding in that kid's attic. Waiting for him to go to sleep.
Oh, that scene where the ladder from the attic is coming down super slow and then you just see him standing over the bed. So he chloroforms.
He knocks him out.
He knocks him out and then you see that they're driving like they're in the middle of the forest.
The two kids. He knocks out the main kid and his friend.
Who was my favorite kid. I love that kid.
It's like the equivalent of like Mike and Dustin from Stranger Things.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like super bad. The skinny and the chubby kid.
Yeah.
With the curly hair.
Yeah. And RIP. Yo.
Dude, sad. Oh my God.
He got him good. Like, that was pretty graphic.
I was like, nah, he's not going to. He's doing it.
He's running towards the cop car and just all of a sudden just.
So close.
So close. Yeah, so far. Close. And two, in the forest, like, there's a scene where.
She's just spoiling all of it. Yeah,
let's talk about it.
Let's just say the whole movie. Every scene.
It because I want to talk about it.
It's good.
Okay, they're in the scene. They're running. The main kid is running. And then all of a sudden, like, you know, he's like, you go distract him. You run that way. And guess what? He slices his Achilles tendon.
Oh.
Yeah. That
scared the shit out of me.
I just accepted fate. I was like, well,
we almost died.
It's my time.
God, the demons are starting. Here.
It's already starting.
Where are you at, pussies?
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Like the friend slices his Achilles, kills his ass. I don't remember exactly what he does.
He falls into the pit with all the bodies that were decomposing. Yeah.
And then he like takes the main kid and is like, I'm not going to kill you. I'm going to let you live, but I will come for you. Dude, some point in your life, you won't know when it's going to happen, but I'm going to come get you.
He says, death is too good or too quick for you.
Yeah.
And he's like, you ruined everything for me. And his like speech. And then at the end, the next scene where the kid's literally curled up in fetal position, just sobbing. Oh my God.
Yeah, that's what it is. Like,
The movie's over. The movie ends with like, oh, the killer's out there. He's going to come get that kid someday. And like his other friends don't talk to him anymore. Like. The other friend like moves over, like leaves, like
it's the ultimate like don't snitch. It was just what happens.
Okay, but he was next on the list
because he snitched. He knew he was watching them.
Man, this is a good movie.
It was pretty good. It was. I went into it with very low expectations, So I would it.
I understand.
It exceeded it my
is, expectations. It is a Tony recommendation, so you never know what you're going to get.
And also, too, like, it's always so hit or miss when, like, kids are, like, the main. Because true. You just never know, like, what kind of acting you get, or, like, the storyline could be, like, really, like, corny and weird. Like, and I'm just like, yeah. But this was actually a pretty good movie. I'd watch it. It's on Shudder. I would give it, like, a 6.5.
6.5.
Out of 10?
Maybe 7.
Yeah, damn. Easy 7.
Easy.
But seven. I wouldn't. A 7 is like, I would probably watch it again. I probably wouldn't watch
you
it
You just
again.
Said you'd probably watch it again.
No, I didn't.
You said I'd probably watch it, actually.
I said that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Run it back.
Did I say that?
You did say I'd watch it.
You said I'd probably watch
well,
it.
Well, you did.
I was well, like, after, watched after it. Knowing, like, after now knowing that I would like it.
Do you still
if
some
you
of
could
that?
Go back in time yeah. to your younger self before I recommended it to you.
I wouldn't have watched it without
you'd,
knowing.
You'd been like, hey, I watched this movie. You should watch it.
Without you assigning it as homework, I would not have watched that movie.
Yeah.
Man. But I now knowing good. What it actually was and seeing it, I wouldn't watch it again. But
oh god, I'm so confused. I can't.
I'm lost. Did you guys watch any other movies?
No, I haven't had time. I'm still moving.
Hey, guess what? House. I watched two.
Let's hear it.
And I loved them both.
Rattle them off.
First one I watched, The Visit.
Oh yeah. I have heard about this movie
by M. Night Shyamalan. Yes. It is great. Layers. And I read, like, this was M. Night, like, he made a deal with the studio. It was something like, if I do this, let me make The Visit and you guys leave me alone. So it's like him without any, like, it's M. Night Unleashed.
Do you remember that guy that said his favorite director was M. Night Shyamalan? But he's
oh, no,
never
he didn't say
signs.
It was his favorite director. He said the greatest filmmaker of all time.
But
was M. Night. And then we were like, oh, yeah, dude, Signs is great. And he's like, what Signs? And we're
like, only the best movie he's ever made.
I know he never will, but god damn it. I wish he could hear us talk about it. He needs help.
The Visit is my favorite M. Night movie.
What's it about?
It's about these two kids. Their grandparents want them to come visit because their grandparents have never met them. Their mom is kind of estranged from her parents. They had like a falling out, so they haven't spoken in years and years and years. So the grandparents message one day, they're like, hey, we'd like to see our grandkids. You know, we're getting old. We're not going to have that much time.
Got it.
And the mom has a boyfriend, you know, kind of thing.
She's like, I want some alone time.
Yeah. So the kids are like, hey, this is a great time. We'll go. Like, the kids are like 14, 15.
Okay.
The kids are like, we'll go visit our parents. You go on this cruise with your boyfriend. It'll be awesome. Cool. And they go to visit the parents. And at first, it's kind of cool. And then weird shit starts happening in the middle of the night with their grandma every night at 10:30 p.m. The grandma just essentially loses it and turns into like, not turns into, but like mentally is like a monster.
It's like some Evil Dead Rise stuff.
Kind of, yeah. Like she's like scratching at their door. She's running around like on her hands
oh,
and shit.
No,
like,
yeah.
She's
no,
running,
no,
she's doing
no,
one of these kind of running around
it.
Things.
That is one of the creepiest things that you can show in
yeah,
a movie.
Yeah, dude, it's super
people
creepy.
Like looking yeah. like a spider crawling around. Mm-mm.
But yeah, I mean, I won't spoil it from at this moment, so I'll just give you the heads up that I'm about to spoil it.
Spoiler.
Basically the grandma gets to the point where she's going to try to kill these kids one night. She has a knife and she's outside their bedroom door and the kids are planting a camera. The whole movie is shot from the point of view of the kids' cameras, because the oldest daughter wants to make a documentary about meeting their grandparents for the first time.
Love
very
it.
Sweet.
So it's like found footage.
It's kind of like found footage, okay. Yeah.
Love it.
So they put like a camera outside their bedroom door and they see their grandma outside with a knife and they're like, oh shit. So the next day, they get their mom on FaceTime and they're like, their mom's supposed to come pick them up that night and they're like, you need to come get us right now because.
She's like, oh, is mom doing the thing again?
Basically, she's like, they're just weird. They're old people. Like, the whole time, they're.
That's it's only the grandma?
Well, the grandpa's weird, too.
Oh, okay. Because so far, it's only the grandma going crazy.
He's not going to ask, like, not as crazy, but he's just like, yeah. anyways, so they've been telling their mom, like, yeah, grandma's doing this and this. And the mom's like, yeah, she's just kind of weird. Don't worry about it, whatever. So then the day comes where, like, you need to come get us right now. Grandma's trying to literally kill us. And she's like, what are you talking about?
Like, she's like, stop, honey. I'm getting laid.
She's like, well, no, she's home now.
Oh, okay, okay.
Sorry. And she's like, where are your grandparents right now? And they're like, oh, they're out in the backyard. And they show, like, the camera so their mom sees their backyard. And their mom goes, that's not your grandparents.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. This is giving me chills.
Where are your grandparents? And they're like, what do you mean? Like, where, like, these, she's like, you've been with these people the whole time? They're like, yes.
Wait, so she didn't even come in to, like, drop them off? Like,
no, they, the mom? They took, like, a, they traveled there on a train and the grandparents picked them from the train station.
Bro.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That, wow.
So that's a then, twist. Like, they're stuck at the grandparents. They're waiting for their mom to get there. And it's just a very crazy-ass game of Yahtzee goes down because it's like, oh, it's 10:30 at night. We're still out here, Grandma. We know what happens around this time.
Oh, no.
I knew this was coming in the movie. The whole reason I watched the movie is because I saw this on TikTok, somebody talking about it. Something happens with a diaper. Just leave it at that.
Okay. Like, I'm just going to have to watch this movie. Do they eat
it? You guys just got to watch the movie. I got to watch the movie. I swear to God. And hang in there. Because when I started the movie, I didn't like it. Mm. Because it's like we just mentioned, like anytime there's a movie where it's focused on the kids – you're like, oh, boy. And, yes, it starts off like the little kid, he wants to be a rapper. So you're just like, I hate this kid. But by the end of the movie, you're like, this kid rocks. Like, I love this kid.
Man, what'd you watch it on?
Max.
Max, okay.
Oh, yeah. I don't have that.
Max, it's on there.
Would you rate it?
I would give it like 8 out of 10.
Dang. This actually sounds like something I would want to watch.
It's pretty solid. Yeah.
Yo, could you imagine? Okay, imagine – does it ever explain why she was estranged from her parents?
That's all explained. It's explained who the – everything is explained, like who these people are, where their grandparents really are.
Thanks, M. Night Shyamalan, for giving us a nice
– yeah.
It's not nice.
Wrapped up – well, it's wrapped up with a nice little bow.
It's not nice.
I mean, what happens?
No loose ends.
No, but I meant like – there's no loose ends. I meant like the movie starts and finishes and you go, thank you. That was a good – yes. It is a complete package. That was a good meal. Yummy.
Even ends with like a nice little like by the way kind of thing.
You know what I'm talking about? Though? Exactly. When you walk out of the theater and go –
like, I'm satisfied.
That hit the spot.
That's how I felt.
That's what I'm
saying. I finished the movie. I'm like – because so many movies I watch.
Everybody knows when you're like, that was just the right amount. I'm ready to go do stuff.
Man. There's
like that was just a good film.
So many movies I watch that I don't like. Yeah, it's true. Finish it, I'm just like, man, eh. But this one, I was like, I liked it.
You've had to kiss a lot of frogs.
Yeah.
To get to your
I did.
Visit.
Last night.
Frogs, man.
Last night, I started.
Yeah, okay, Brian, I'm sure.
I started watching another movie last night.
You're just talking about
that. We were.
I won't say the name of it because it's a small little indie movie.
It's The Exorcist.
But I didn't like it. So I turned it off after 10 minutes. And then I watched Boar.
Oh, love Boar.
On Boar's Shudder.
So good.
Boar on Shudder. It's got Bill Moseley in it. It was from, you name a horror movies connected to it. Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2 is what he's mostly over. Devil's Rejects, House of a Thousand Corpses. You
also
know,
also like Hard Hitters.
Really? He's like, yeah. Nathan Jones from WWE. But he's from Mad Max Fury Road. He's the guy that goes, all right, up, baby, brother. He's that guy. the guy that played Mick from Wolf Creek is in it. If you saw Wolf Creek, Mick, he's the killer.
He's Mick.
He's
spoiler
Mick.
Spoiler alert.
Come on. But basically, it's just it takes place in Australia. It's just family on a little road trip. And there's a giant boar just eaten.
I had no idea how big they could get.
But not just a, it's not just like a nice, normal looking boar.
No, it's
this
like
thing's a monster boar.
It's like the size of a small bus.
But the kills are dope.
Yeah, and this thing is just like
on a rampage.
Yeah, dude, like he ain't messing around. I was worried it'd be kind of like, oh, you're not going to see too much of the boar kind of thing. But no, you see the boar. And it's
I was worried that we were going to see the boar, but it was going to be super lame and terrible. And I was wrong.
I went into it.
That movie rules.
Thinking it was going to be super lame, but in a fun way. Like like a Sharknado kind of thing, you know? And
yeah, yeah.
But it was like...
it's like more serious.
It actually is pretty good. You don't think it's going to be a quality movie, but it actually turns out to be pretty solid.
The acting in it is great. Mm-hmm. And like the characters are really great. And the story is like...
and almost everyone's likable.
Yeah, like...
yeah.
Towards like the last like half hour of the movie, you're like,
I don't want you to die.
Yes, like, but at the same time, you're like, man, I want to see Nathan Jones fist fight this giant boar, and you get it.
Guess what?
He fights him with his bare hands.
Well, using all these weapons, and he's got nothing left, and he's just go. It's so sad because
he's getting like stabbed with a tusk.
He's getting stabbed, and the boar's ripping him up, and he's just
you're not on the boar side in this movie.
No, you're not. No, because you like the characters are really great.
The people are like pretty
there's,
cool.
There's Mick from Wolf Creek, and there's this other old dude, and there's a sequence where they're like, all right, there's a campfire. What are they doing out there? And they're like just bickering with each other. And you're mm-hmm. like, I want a whole movie with just these two guys.
It's so funny. Yeah. Yeah, the way like they shoot back and forth.
Yeah, and it felt like real people.
Everybody in the bar was like super cool. Like the Aborigine dude. And you're like, oh man, he's cool. I just want to go like shake his hand.
They're all just like busting each other's chops. Yeah, like they great. Talk. Like
Australia's the best.
It's a feel good movie. And then it's just like, oh fuck. This yeah. is one bad pig.
How do you get introduced to the boar and like why it's so bad?
Just gotta watch it.
I mean,
man.
The first minute, well, like, first 2 minutes of the movie.
It's good though. It's within not a Tony movie.
It's a good movie.
It's not a Tony movie. I promise. It's a good. Yeah. It's a good like slasher. You get a lot of dead people.
I just don't want to see it get killed.
Does it get
like
killed?
Or like it gets stabbed or whatever.
But the boar never dies. Because so the real boar was
a bad boar.
He bad boar.
He's a bad boar.
He's a bad boar.
What if he hurts other animals?
What animals are they?
Other boars.
All of them.
Oh, he hurts everything.
He hates everything.
He's
everything.
Like a boar with rabies. Needs to be
he
put
kills
down.
Fences and cars and people.
I don't
people
give a shit about fences and cars.
He just destroys everything in his path.
But maybe he has a great backstory of like, they killed his family.
And then he got 10 times the size of a normal hog. Okay.
It's really good.
His rage like made him grow, like just like
he fell into a radioactive vat.
It made me want to see like a Bill Moseley, Nathan Jones buddy movie.
Well,
like
tell
the
him.
Two of them, because Nathan Jones is this giant dude, and like
you should tweet at them.
I
that
did last
that
night.
Might happen. Oh hell yeah!
Already there.
All right,
dude, and also we need Nathan Jones in more movies. I think.
Yeah.
Well, this proves it.
What time is it? Are we gonna miss our movie?
Yeah, we gotta.
No, because we're gonna go see Late Night with the Devil, and it starts in an hour and a half. We got plenty of time, okay. But we should probably get going.
We gotta get wrapped up. That was amazing.
Don't forget, everybody, to head over to Patreon, become a member, so you can try to win the Carve with Light Ouija stash box. Watch the
Gabriel, come back in
on
here.
Top.
We want to get your opinion on
found
this.
It.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, my seat is.
The planchette is gone.
God, broke it.
Dropped right over there.
It's under the table.
But yes, once a month we will be giving away a Carve with Light Ouija stash box. If you're on Patreon, you have to be a paid member on Patreon. You can't join that free Patreon. You got it. These are
handmade,
so beautiful handmade spooky boxes where you can stash whatever you want in it. What would you stash in this, Brian?
Panties. That's what we said last time.
Yeah.
You just stole my jokes.
Open it up, and you got like a nice, cool little mirror in there, and it's all. Cool and velvety inside. Little planchette. You move it around to the code and it unlocks it.
How do you like set the code?
It's already preset.
Oh. Yeah. But if you want your own custom one handmade, you can get it completely handmade and custom made by him. So that way you can get your own colors and all the different stuff. Because every one of these is different. He makes them all different colors and stuff like that. So if you want a custom one, you can go to Carved with Light on Instagram and his Etsy. And you can actually get your own custom version and get whatever code word you want.
We need you to inspect this close up.
I would love to. How do you do it?
Okay, so the code on this one is key. Okay. So start at K. Okay. And then just spell key and it'll unlock.
K-E-1.
Whoa. Wow.
That was just really fun to do. Actually.
Isn't that cool?
Right?
It's super satisfying.
Box, that's all I would do.
It's super satisfying. And it's so such cool. a good idea. Like, it's genius.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Yeah, and really well made too. They're awesome. So,
really cool.
Anyways. Obviously, sign up to our Patreon because why not?
Duh.
Because
why not?
Because why not?
Why not?
And also, you could win this Ouija
you
box.
You could win that. You get added to our close friends on Instagram. You get added to the Discord.
You get bonus mini-sodes. You get, what's the other one?
Monday morning. Our other podcast
morbid.
On there.
Monday
you get morbid, morbid morning.
You get discounts on merch. I just mailed all of our tier 3 members, their friendship bracelets the past week, they've
did
all
they,
been
did they
pictures.
All break did apart on entrance?
Some of them did.
Aww. Because Tony thought he was being a really good guy, and he was like, I'm only going to just do a quick little loose knot just to hold it together so when everybody gets it, they can adjust it themselves.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't double knot it, and that elastic stuff immediately untangles, and all the beads spilled everywhere like 5 times.
Sorry.
So, apologies if you open the mail and there's a necklace with a bunch of beads and a piece of string in there. That tells a lot about our friendship.
People, lot to have like that pre-made stuff sent so that they can then make it themselves. So maybe that's like the actual.
Okay, scarity. You can spell whatever you want, but they're supposed to.
But you only have those letters.
S-A-S-C-A-R-E-D-Y.
Cards.
So if your name is like Darcy or like Cad, you're great.
Cad.
Or Rad. You just put Rad on there. Or just scared. Just perpetually scared.
Scar.
Ooh. Anyways, goodbye. What the hell was that? What the hell was that? Am I on the loop?
Yep.
I don't know.
What the fuck?
I don't know what just happened.
I'm just down here.
Long live the king.
All right, goodbye. Goodbye, everybody. Bye. See y'all next week. Bye.